you are in the perfect place at the divine time to be touched by a horse. Here's your hosts, Melissa Pierce and Dane Cheek.
Hey everybody, this is Melissa, and I am recording this ahead because we're still on our cruise in Scotland and Ireland and around that part of the world, meeting up with some of our graduates and dear friends, and so I wanted to get a couple of these recorded before I left. I have followed my producer's idea of pulling one of my cards, and it is a 52-card deck called Whispers from a Horse's Heart. You can find it on our store on the Touched by a Horse website. And the artwork on these cards, every single card is a copy of an original watercolor painting by a phenomenal artist named Jan Taylor. And Jan is sadly on the other side of the veil. She died when she was in her early 50s. And her artwork is amazing. She was a dear, dear friend of mine, and in both Arizona and Colorado, actually. And this particular card called Nurturance has a painting of a beautiful quarter horse Palomino mare with a little foal by her side. And I bred horses and raised hundreds of foals in my equine career. And so I saw that painting and up came Nurturance. And this is what I wrote. Perhaps one of the most important gifts in life is that of nurturance. At this time, on your path, you're being asked to nurture. The one in need may be someone else close to you, or it may be yourself. Small, loving, and caring gestures, comments, and tokens are called for. You will find within yourself the ability to replenish the spirit, to encourage the beauty, development, and growth about to take place. Only with nurturance can this growth occur. To give nurturance is imperative and should not be taken lightly, as it is one of the highest callings we can be asked to share. Find simple and free-flowing ways to cherish, appreciate, and encourage this tender growth. And I know we give a lot of talk in our world about self-care, how important it is for self-care. And I think about the joke that was told to me years ago when I was mothering my daughter and my son and had a long journey with her chronic illness. And I came last, right? My husband came first, the farm, the horses, the chores, the laundry, the food, my children, and her health was paramount. And I know many of you are living that life or have lived that life. So when we say self-care, sometimes we're not even sure really what that is or what that looks like. To me, it can be as simple as some nurturance, can be as simple as what replenishes you. What is it, a cup of hot chocolate in the winter with no one bothering you for 10 minutes? You know, what is it for you? So I was reflecting on kind of how, for me, it's been my practice of Gestalt that has been very nurturing to others, but it's also been a way of life for me. I felt very fortunate to have found a talented Gestalt therapist when I made my first attempt at getting personal therapy. I feel lucky that I took the phone number of a therapist and it happened to be a Gestaltist. So effective, so powerful, and so quick. So Gestalt became such an important part of my own life journey from the time I was in my early 20s. And I worked with a lot of Gestalt practitioners, both for my healing, but then later as my teachers and my trainers before becoming a Gestalt therapist myself and a coach. I healed my own personal unfinished business and wounds, most of them from what we term our family of origin. My parents had a toxic, violent marriage, both super professionals in their own rights. Our house was beautiful on a golf course. The family looked good. You know, everything looked good from the outside. But inside our home was a battleground in their marriage and not an intellectual one. It got pretty bad, got very bad. And so for me, my wounds and the unfinished business of my life was around troublesome words like commitment. What was commitment? Who wanted to be committed in something like that? So it took me a long time, and it took working with my Gestaltist to undo some of the damage that was done to me. And I certainly had an older brother who did not go the route of therapy and ended up succumbing to liver cancer because he never got rid of the anger he felt for the abuse that we took from our parents. One of the experiences I'm not sure I would have survived without Gestalt in my life was the 25-year journey of raising my daughter Molly, who was always dancing on that razor's edge of life and death. And it was because I had embodied Gestalt that I was able to help her stay in each moment and not become anxious to know the outcome of all the challenges that she faced. I was able to take some personal responsibility for how I was feeling on the journey with her, with all the many attitudes and personalities that we faced along the way. I never asked myself why. I mean, she was born one of three people on the globe with her illness. Talk about rare. One of three in the world, written up in medical journals, all that kind of thing. And I still never asked why I stepped up in some form of courage to the best of my ability. And I never heard my daughter Molly ask the question why either. We asked the Gestalt word, which is how. We stayed present up until and through her passing from this world. We did not allow unfinished business to be created between us. We moved through all of it. And I'm eternally grateful to have held Gestalt as my personal pathway to understanding and to feeling every step of the way so that I might be here on this side of the veil without regret.
Touched by a Horse offers three comprehensive programs giving you the ability to have the career you've always dreamed about, working in partnership with the magic of horses. Our equine facilitator program provides you with the skills to build a thriving business hosting group experiences with horses. Our equine Gestaltist program prepares you to open your own private Gestalt practice in partnership with horses. And our master equine Gestaltist program builds your Gestalt skills both in and outside the round pen. All of our programs include in-depth live classes, business growth training, and a supportive community of herd members to collaborate with and learn from. Visit our website at touchedbyahorse.com to learn more about which program is right for you and your healing herd.
Horses have always been my most trusted confidants in life. You know, in my young adulthood, when I was training in Gestalt, I began to see what supreme embodied Gestaltists my horses were in their own right. They never ask why. They live in the present moment. They're not interested in what we think. They're highly tuned into how we feel. They have deep somatic understanding. They read the human body on so many energy levels. All of this and so much more became my pathway to designing the methodology that I teach today. And I love the fact that while I was showing horses and breeding and raising horses and boarding hundreds of horses for other people and training young colts and all the experiences that I had with horses, I was able to see each one as my partner. And I began to notice that they were always able to see that which is fragmented in my clients and that which may become whole alongside the work. The peace flows through all of us, through the coach, the horse, the client. All of us get this incredible wash of peace when we're doing this work. So I decided after I finished my own work and got my degree and became a psychotherapist that I was a Gestaltist. And after a while, I wanted to become a Gestalt trainer. I had an opportunity to do that with some senior Gestaltists. And the three of them had a good 20 years in life on me and wisdom and understanding. And I was really very blessed to have my first opportunity to train Gestalt in that way. And then as years went on, I was able to sort of have an alchemy of all the modalities that I had learned. I took a lot of time to learn about coactive coaching, about neuro-linguistic programming, deep dive into chakra, deep dive into body language, very deep dive into the Kiersey Bates typology and temperament work, psychodrama, breath work, and it all kind of came into this alchemy of what I teach in a highly effective healing modality. So it really turns out to have what we call as a phenomenon, a borrowed benefit for the other members of the group that are witnessing a piece of work, if it's in a group format or a retreat. One person's traumatic experience when they work on it in a vulnerable state really does push forward and assist the healing and the understanding of so many others that are able to relate to what that person's gone through. Even though we're all different, we're all unique, and all our fingerprints are so different, there's only a few common pains and ailments, right, that kids go through and that we all go through. So because I've been doing this for so many years, I see different perspectives on the same stuff that has happened to somebody. So how one person deals with or frames what happened to them, the same or similar occurrence could happen to another person and they become embittered or they become angry. So everybody has a different way of looking at all of it. And I think the inner shifts to our awareness and our wholeness, at least in my own journey, did not happen overnight. I still learn. I learn from my students and my clients over the decades the value that they give me to be in the presence of my life is immense. And all of the time remaining resourceful, passionate, whatever it is, accomplished, grateful, nurturing, loving, I could give a lot of words here for that, is following that one major value, that number one value that for me is to make a difference in this world. We all have some value that is our number one, and that number one becomes your guiding principle. And I did a podcast a number of weeks ago on values. So if you want to follow a format for how to find your own, you can listen to that podcast or you can contact one of my certified practitioners. They are all over the country. And in fact, we're visiting six of them in other countries in the world right now. And they know exactly how, if you said to them, I want to grow in my awareness, I want to learn what nurtures me, I want to look at my belief system, and I want to know my values. And they know exactly how to help you do that. And those few items can really change your life, how you think about your life. And it's so, so important to learn what it is that nurtures you. I know as horsemen, one of the things that nurtures me is my expression for I nuzzle a muzzle. So I can go down in the darkest of days, in the worst mood, in whatever, and literally go face to face with one of my horses and nuzzle a muzzle and get a kiss from them and give them a kiss and just be with them for 5 minutes and turn everything around. So I hope you have an animal in your life, whether it's a dog or a cat or a horse, something, a hedgehog, some kind of little animal in your life that you can nuzzle their muzzle and know that that's part of the way you nurture yourself as well. So for now, my blessings to you. Dane will be back with me when we return from our trip, and I'm sure we will be bubbling over with news and excitement from our trip. And thank you very much for listening, and please share about our podcast with other people. and take a look at our partial sponsor, Hope Through Horses, that does so much to help people work with the practitioners that we have. To find a practitioner, go to touchedbyhorse.com. And if you need financial aid or support, tell that practitioner that, and they will either slide the fee based on your income, or they will ask Hope Through Horses for a little bit of assistance to pay partial payment on it. So we'll make it happen. If you need the help, we're here for you. And if you want personal awareness growth, they have groups all over the country that you can sit in and be a part of this borrowed benefit experience. Thanks so much for listening in. Talk to you soon. Happy trails.
Thank you for listening to the Touched by a Horse podcast. If you'd like more information about anything we've talked about on the show today or our certification program, please visit our website at touchedbyahorse.com. That's touchedbyahorse.com. Or contact our office by phone at 303-440-7125. Also, be sure to keep up with us on social media. We're at Touched by a Horse on both Facebook and Instagram. See you around the barn and on the next episode.